Page 58. Cross-curricular focus. Where did the idea of dragons come from? Dragons have existed in stories in many cultures for centuries. In European legends, dragons are huge, fire-breathing lizards with wings. But in Asia, they are more like snakes and have no wings. They also appear in writings from the Greek and Sumerian civilizations, dating as far back as 2100 BC. In the Middle Ages, people probably believed dragons were real because they were in the Bible. For example, in the book of Job, chapter 41, there are stories about a monster with flames coming from its mouth and smoke coming from its nose. It also had very hard skin-like armor. People believed that dragons were connected with Satan, and the fire represented hell. For every evil dragon, there was a Christian hero like St. George. He lived around the 4th century, and historians think he was a real soldier. According to legend, he killed a dragon. There are other explanations for why people believed in dragons. Since the 19th century, we have known about dinosaurs, but people found giant dinosaur bones and skulls in China as far back as 2,000 years ago and thought they were dragons. Early explorers traveled from Europe to Asia and Africa. They returned with descriptions of Komodo lizards. These stories encouraged people at that time to believe in dragons. Today we might not believe in dragons, but their power over our stories continues. You can probably think of lots of films, books, and video games with dragons in them.